The statistics are overwhelming. You know, over 90% of all new businesses fail in the first 3 years. This is why the idea matters. Because when there's an idea that's so compelling that it inspires you to quit and leave stability in favor for something that's unpredictable, unstable, and will likely fail, then that's a very special human thing. This drive to improve or do something. The ones who will make it aren't doing so with delusions of millions or delusions of the next big thing. They do so because they love what they're doing, and the size comes later. The money and the success comes later. The companies that are founded to capture a market opportunity and the companies that are founded solely to make someone rich, those don't really make it. Those don't usually make it. And if they do, they require huge amounts of money to get some sort of footprint, you know? The ones that really do make it are the ones that are founded with a genuinely good idea. By good idea, I mean a genuine solution to a real problem. When you're driven by a vision of the future, that's when entrepreneurship comes to bear. That's when problem solving becomes interesting. That's when ingenuity matters. You know, that's when the team rallies together to fix the problems because we expected this. But it doesn't matter because we're trying to get over there. And how we get there, we knew whatever we started. And there's not a single successful company on the planet that is actually doing the thing that they started doing. They all went like this, if not a couple times. Every one of them, right? And the reason they kept going is because ultimately it's the destination that mattered to them, not the path they took. Well, what's a plan? It's a path. That's all a plan is. It's a path. The reason small companies are beautiful is because they can't afford to do market research. They can't afford to ask anybody. They only have their vision of the future. That's all they got, right? They got no resources. They got no nothing. They only have their own passion to drive this thing, right? And for those few that have the combination of things, the clarity of vision, the discipline of how they're going to do it, the structure, that beautiful partnership, and making sure that everything they say and everything they do proves it so that those in the outside world can clearly understand it as clearly as they can. When they have that beautiful combination, it grows and it gets big. When dot-com boom exploded, many, many, many businesses went out of business, but the good ones stayed. The good ones survived. The ones that had a clear sense of purpose and cause and why, that were disciplined in how they do it and had the right management teams in place and were consistent in what they do. And maybe they struggled, but the teams came together to see it through.